Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Did you know you can say that every day for 8 days in a row if you're Catholic? In fact, you should, okay? So when anyone asks you or talks to you, or the first thing you say is Happy Easter, because we have 8 days as if every day was Sunday. Now, don't try that on your boss or your teachers, but it's supposed to be 8 days of solemnity, of we celebrating to the full. And then after that, 42 more days of the Easter season. So that it's 10 days longer than Lent, because we are an Easter people. And Alleluia is our song, or as the guys like to say in the house when we're eating too much candy, I'm sorry, is the tomb not empty? Did Jesus not rise? We're celebrating, right? For the times where we have failed to live in the light and the risen Christ, let us take a moment to call to mind our sins. They go to the tomb, and they run away, fearful yet overjoyed. And then when they see Jesus, the first things he says are, do not be afraid. Why are we so scared? Now, I think it's really interesting that the days after the crucifixion, when Jesus has already, he's already dead, he's already gone, the brutality is over, they're going with spices because that's what these women do. They bring the things to continue to prepare his body for the afterlife. They bring that, and when they get there, they don't see him, and they automatically get scared. And then when they do see him, because he's now appeared, the first thing he has to tell them is like, easy, right? Don't be afraid. Why are they afraid? If anybody should not be afraid, it should be these two. They're both named Mary. And everybody I know who's named Mary is like super strong, by the way. But they're probably not unlike the other Mary, because they've been around Jesus. They've heard him speak. They heard him promise that after 3 days, the body will no longer be destroyed. It will be raised up. And yet when they go, they're scared. And when they see him, they're scared. Why are they afraid? And I thought, well, why are we afraid? It's kind of a weird thing that people of faith, when we have to throw ourselves entirely into our belief or into an action, when we have to discern that I'm going to go in, or we have to put ourselves out there vulnerably in love, there's often an element of fear there. What's that fear about? As I sat in the confessional, which we got through every confession tonight, that was awesome. Yeah, thank you for your patience. No, it doesn't. Yeah. That just means nobody's sinned since Easter Sunday. So well done, folks. All right. While I was sitting there in the confessional, I was thinking about I was absolving sins too, but I was thinking about why would someone be afraid? Why are we ever afraid when it comes to faith? And there's only three things I could come up with. The first one is that we're afraid, I think, that we're going to get our hopes up. Whenever I launch into something in my life of faith, like I believe this is really going to work out, or I really hope that this charitable cause gets a lot of money, or I'm going to go propose to this woman of my dreams, or girls, to the guy of your dreams, that's a vocational, sacramental moment. When we put ourselves out there in faith, I think we're afraid sometimes. I think we're a little bit afraid. I think we're afraid that we're going to get our hopes up, that what we're looking forward to may not materialize. And so we do so with one foot in and one foot out. That doesn't make any sense. I've never met someone who like won the Olympic medal by being an okay athlete, or someone who really did find the perfect soulmate by settling. In fact, my brother-in-law, he often says that The first time he saw my sister, he knew that he was going to marry her. He just had to figure out how to say hello, right? We don't want to get our hopes up. Or another thing, I think the reason we're scared in faith. I think it's sometimes we're scared in faith because what we believe, what we want to happen, I think we're afraid that if it doesn't happen, we'll have to change. Because sometimes the things that we think are going to happen, like when someone says, "Father, I feel called to priesthood and I should go to seminary." And then 2 years or 4 years later, they realize that they're not supposed to be a priest. But their whole life had to change for those 2 or 4 years. And then when they leave, their life has to change again. And man, we do not like change, do we? Maybe that's why we're scared. Or maybe, the third reason I could think of, maybe this is the hardest one for some people. Maybe we're afraid to let go of the lies we've been told. And there was somebody in seminary years ago, someone in seminary with us, and one of our priests from our diocese, he was in seminary with me. Every time this other guy came around, he would always be down on himself. He had no confidence at all in this other seminarian with me. One day he said, someone must have told him when he was a child that he was worthless. He said a derogatory word there. He was a sack of something. And he's believed it his whole life. Someone told him he was worthless as a child, and he's believed it his whole life. I wonder if that's one of the reasons why we're most scared sometimes. Something happened to us, or something was told to us, or we didn't achieve this goal we set for ourselves, and ever since then, it's more comfortable to live in the lie. Reminds me of a quotation, and I'll end with this. It's from an author. Her name's Marianne Williamson. If I can remember the whole thing, I'm going to try it now. "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant or gorgeous or talented or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence will automatically liberate others." That sounds like Easter to me.